Network presents Eddie Condon's 46th and last jazz concert.
It's little Maxie Kaminsky on cornet, Joe Dixon on clarinet, Vernon Brown on trombone, Ernie Caceres on baritone, Dave Bowman at the Steinway, Jack Lesberg on bass, and Sidney Catlett behind the tubs. The song is the good old time one called Ballin' the Jack. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kids and hot fans all over the Western Hemisphere. And hello out there, wherever you are, whatever time of day or night it is, to all you overseas servicemen and women who are digging this Americondon music through military radio facilities. In other years, New Orleans and Chicago were the places where the veins of jazz music were the richest. But these days, New York has more top-layer jazz musicians than any other city in the land. Well, class, you can stash away the notebooks now. We'll listen to some music. Because here comes Professor Eddie Condon.
Thank you, Fred Robbins. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Every jazz band plays jada from time to time. But if Billy Butterfield will step in here, he'll acquaint you with a new shot on this. Billy's going to play jada. Take it, Dave. thank you kindly. Now we're going to hear from the virtuoso of the fireplug, meeting the baritone saxophone, Ernie Caceres. George is going to step in there where Sid Chatlett has been. Dave Bone will remain at the piano and Jack Lesberg on the bass. They're going to accompany Ernie as he plays Limehouse Blues on the baritone saxophone. Take it, Dave. Thank you. We've set a new record for this series. We played 46 concerts, and we haven't played Bugle Call Rag once. Now, here's where we're going to change all of that. We've got a baseball pitcher here in the house. His name is Muggsy Spanier. Muggsy's going to give you a dash of this Bugle Call Rag, just as he recorded on his next album series. Are you ready, Muggsy? Take it. We'll be right back. Joe Dixon, clarinet solo. Joe's going to give you an idea about this clarinet just this very moment. It's going to be Peg o' My Heart. Max Kaminsky, do you want to give us a whirl now? What do you say? Ready?
Red Robin?
Yes, sir?
Have you got the number today?
I is here. I have a few final memos for the class. Just remember, it was the Blue Network that brought you the first series of jazz concerts, American music, and the Eddie Condon Barefoot Manor. So strike another medal for the Blue. And don't forget, Monday, April 9th, Eddie and the Bandit Gang moves in on Hartford at the Bushnell Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, April 15th, Eddie brings Bobby Hackett and the gang to Symphony Hall up in Boston. And don't forget, Friday evening, May the 4th, James P. Johnson, his symphonette and his chorus will be heard in Jimmy's first concert at Carnegie Hall. And then on May the 14th, and that's a Monday evening, we all go over to Mayor LaGuardia's New York City Center to see Eddie prove that New York City is where most of the best jazz musicians hang their hats today. Edward, leave us leap with Jumpin' at the New York City Center.
Well, we'll start off with Dave Bowman right now. Go ahead,
Condon's jazz concerts are announced by Fred Robbins and produced by Ernest Anderson. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.